Welcome back to It's Debatable Podcast with Doug and Shram.
Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate anything and everything just for the sake of arguing. My name's Doug, and as always, I'm dating my...
You're dating him.
All he is trying to hold your hands before the podcast.
This is new.
I messed him up. I asked him to hold hands before.
This is new.
He's flustered.
That was weird.
It ain't that weird.
I'm debating my friend, my pal. He's the Zune to my iPod. Steven Shram. Shram, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. I just called you a Zune.
Yeah, you did. That's kind of cool because it's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, my God. Nerd alert. So this is the part where I like to ask quick questions to Shram, put him on the spot. And this one's a little more in-depth, so if he's not ready to answer right at the jump, I can just introduce everyone else. But have you had any weird dreams lately?
I dreamt that it snowed last night. It's kind of weird because it's April.
Yeah, that is really weird. But it can snow in April.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, that was weird. All right. And then let's go to our engineer extraordinaire, the man you can go to with any question if you need help during the debate, Jeffrey Scott William Pullen III. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good, Doug. How are you?
Pretty good, man. How about you? Any weird dreams lately?
I dreamt that I met Abraham Lincoln.
Was he nice?
He was all right. He seemed kind of like a dick.
He seems like tall people usually come off that way.
Yeah.
All right, and he's back. He's back again. Our judge, Eric Vesper. Eric, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm just fantastic. Doug, thanks for having me on again. Real excited to be here, pal.
And I know you've had weird dreams lately, so just name one of them.
Okay. Well, actually, my dreams I'm getting a little nervous about because, you know how you used to, when you were younger, have dreams about, certain, girls and, sex dreams, if you will?
Where's this going?
Just hold on. I had a dream the other day about looking at porno. So I think my life's, really terrible in the sense that, I'm not even dreaming about girls anymore. It's like, well, because I just looked at so much porno in my life, I just think about porno. Anyway, life's great.
Was it magazines? Because then that'd be really weird.
That'd be intense. No, it was definitely a computer.
It wasn't Swank magazine?
Did you look up the stuff that you would normally look up in real life or in your dream? Was it stuff you never even search for?
I was really hoping you wouldn't ask me that.
I'm just kidding. And then you wake up and you jot it down so you don't forget it?
It was really I was in the dream. I was rushing home because I heard that there was a porno that had just come out that I needed to see. What the fuck was that?
Was it Game of Bones?
Nah, but that...
Because I just read that's coming out, actually.
I can't believe it isn't already.
It's coming.
It's Game of Bones, too. Apple News actually alerted me to that for some reason.
Yeah, I was going to say Game of Bones had to have come out already. They're pretty quick with that.
And I think that is a perfect segue for today's topic and how screwed up society is. So, Eric, what do you got for us?
Well, boys, Segway City here. We're going to do, would you rather to time travel to the past or to the future? And as I understand it, Doug is going to be... advocating for the past, while Shram, with all eyes forward, is looking at the future. I want to get some opening statements from you boys. Let's get this shit going.
If somebody rolled in here right now and delivered a time machine, and you could go either to the past or future, it's got to be the future. Only because you already know what's happened in the past. It might be cool to go back and see, the Gettysburg Address, or, see what a dinosaur actually sounded like, or any of that other stuff. But the future is unknown. I think you have enough in history books where you know what's happened in the past. You know what there was. But could you imagine going in the future and seeing what's going to be? That's something nobody's ever seen before, nobody's ever heard of. And I think it'd be something that you would take with you and be really just an experience that you would want to have over going to the past. Not for nothing. What if the time machine breaks? Where would you rather be stuck? It would be in the past and not the future. I mean, in the future, not the past, only because let's say you go to 1855 and you can't get back. Do you want to live around a bunch of candlelight? And, I think they used to use bugs in their pillowcases and all sorts of crazy shit. Or would you rather be whipping around in a flying car if you were stuck and, basically having the best time that you could possibly have?
No matter what time you're going to, you're going to be a stranger. So if you're stuck in 1855 or 2355, you're not going to know your surroundings. But in the past, you can change present day. You can take your time and go to points in history that are pretty horrific and make those times better, or help create some inventions that, maybe help them out a little bit faster. Maybe the vaccine for measles. you know, you can do, read up before you go back in your time machine. You find that scientist that did it when they were 30 years old, maybe like, hey, maybe they're 21. So they're still getting the credit, of course, because you don't want to take credit away. But, you know, things can develop a lot sooner. And you can just, God, just think of the things you can change in your own life. Little moments that you had, you know, oh, man, I made that bad decision. You know, I hit that, you know, kid crossing the street. You go back in time, you can still hit that kid, but maybe not, you know, do as much damage.
Dante Stallworth. He could go back in time and not hit that old guy. And Shram would be so much happier about that.
I hate that fucking guy.
Or Matthew Broderick or Laura Bush. There's a lot of celebrities that have hit people with their cars.
Vince Neil.
Really?
Yeah, Motley Crue. He killed somebody.
I don't know. All right. Well, you guys both kind of touched on it, but I want to, now we're getting in the first topic about it, is what would your main goal be going back in time? Would you want, would you be like Doug was talking about, a lot of really altruistic stuff, finding cures for things and things like that? Or would you kind of be a dick? Would you kind of go back there and, you know, do it for yourself, get your own personal gain? What would be your goal versus in the future and the past? What would you want to do?
Do I have to choose one or can I be both?
No, I want you to choose one. What would you do?
For other people, because I'm a caring individual. So I go back in time and I would make sure that, you know, I can help people out, you know, in my own family. You know, really up, you know, cancer research, all these important things that could take place. And you go back and you can help your sports teams. You know, there's moments in history that, oh, man, I wish this would have happened. You know, I wish they didn't have the infield in 2001 World Series.
I wish all those guys weren't on steroids too, Doug, but that's not here.
But that could happen too. I can go back, tell Mark McGwire, hey, dude, don't do that. Sammy Sosa, don't do that.
I bet that kind of sounds like you're leaning towards a little personal gain there. Like, not a lot of people like the Yankees, Doug. More people hate the Yankees than like the Yankees.
Oh, I don't know about that. If you look at jersey sales, you add them all up, I'm sure Aaron Judge jersey sales, you can combine all the other ones, it's probably pretty close.
But neither here nor there, though. That is more for you. That is a personal gain kind of thing. That isn't a very altruistic thing. I mean, you'd make me happy, and I appreciate it.
That's what I mean, other people.
All right, fair enough. Steve, how about you, bud?
If I go to the future, it's all for personal reasons. All
right,
I'm not even going to sugarcoat this shit.
Let's do it.
Doug keeps talking about sports teams. You could go to the future, and actually, just to rip something right from Back to the Future, too, you could go to the future, get like 50 years worth of sports statistics, get all the scores, go back in time, start placing all your bets, and make yourself a millionaire.
That's true.
You can't do that in the past. Also, what Doug's talking about going into the past and saying, you know, I would try and change this, or maybe I can help this person. The odds of him changing something in the past and it going the way that he exactly wants it to go are so slim.
You're talking about like a ripple effect?
Yeah, like a butterfly effect. Oh, so right. Now all of a sudden you go back and you're like, fuck, it didn't work out the way I wanted it to. You go back again, try it again. Now you're on like 7 different timelines. When you go into the future, honestly, when you go into the future, if you fuck anything up there, you just fuck up the further future. Someplace you're not even going to go, something that's not even going to affect you. So when you go home, whatever's fucked up is 1,000 years from now. It's not what you're living in your life.
I like that.
So but it would be personal gain going into the future only because I want to see all the cool shit that they're going to invent. I want to, you know, taste the food. I want to see the sights. I want to see what happens to New York or Los Angeles or San Diego. And yeah, I want to use it for my personal gain and use that knowledge when I come back into the present.
I think, though, that is, it almost is easier to say you can go for your own personal gain in the future, because kind of what you just said is you don't really have an impact. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's a whole Simpsons episode, a Halloween episode in the past where Homer keeps going back in time and literally every single thing he does causes such an insane ripple effect that it turns out real bad. With that said,
Peter Griffin does the same thing too.
Peter Griffin, the bastard Simpsons? I don't know about that. Okay, so now I want to talk about more about what you specifically would want to go see in the past, Doug. Like, give me some examples of something that you really are interested in and kind of tie it into how it would change if you interacted with it back then.
Definitely would love to see the Gettysburg Address. I don't think there's anything I could interact with Lincoln, because he nailed it. He did pretty good with it. You know,
solid speech.
Yeah, I think he did a pretty good job. But something I can go back and change. Oh, I would be in Dallas.
All right,
1963.
JFK.
And I would say, hey, Duck! And the history would have changed.
I mean, that alone, just saying one word, or you said, hey, but Duck could change the history
of
our world.
We never went into Vietnam.
None.
And
I mean, shit. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Saved all the students at Kent State that were protesting in 1970. All those soldiers would have been saved, and those helpless Viet Cong would still be alive. Well, maybe some of them. Some would have died of old age. But
well, yeah. I mean, but that's not your fault. That's just.
Well, I wish I could save
that.
Take
them and bring them back, and then figure out a longevity kind of thing.
Now, with Steve, with the future, though, you kind of have to make something up here. So what would you – give me, like, if you landed 100 years from now, what would you? What would be the first thing you did? Like, what would you go see?
I'd look up at the moon because I'd want to know if we colonized that bitch.
Oh, that's really cool.
So the minute I get out of the time machine, I'm looking up at the moon. I want to know if we colonized it. I want to know if there's people on Mars. I want to know how far we got into space and – what's going on there. And then after that, you know, you kind of walk around, you see how society's changed, see how everything's, you know, become a little bit more advanced or far more advanced, however the hell you want to say it. And then I could do cool things like go back and, you know, I'm sure they're going to figure out a way to like resurrect people or do some crazy shit where you ever see like Futurama where people are like floating around as heads in the, you know.
Oh yeah, the head museum.
Yes. Yeah, so I'll just, you know, ask Abraham Lincoln when they put his head in a fucking jar to recite me the Gettysburg Address and I can just have him nail it as a one-person audience.
Damn. Well, with that said, what about bad experiences then? So let's say you do take your time machine. It goes, you say you calibrate it for a certain time, but it doesn't go to that time. Doug, for example, let's say you find yourself, you spawn, see, video games.
Nice.
You end up right in the middle of the Revolutionary War, and you are on the Redcoat side. What do you do? I was just watching The Patriot before I came here, so that's why I came
here. Ooh, that's a tough situation to be in.
Like, do you just turn tail and run? And Steve, so you can start thinking about it now. You get into the future, and there's just nobody. So these are two scenarios that I want you guys to say, which is easier to get out of, and what do you do? Just basically, what do you do if you're in that situation?
Well, I can outrun. You know, they only fire. I just get them to miss, and then they have to load up the other one. So I do have a good opportunity the way those, you know, bullets were back then.
So you're just going to try to take off? You're not going to try to fight?
Yeah, if I'm wearing, you know, my Nike running shoes.
That's true. Are they red, though? Because if they're red, then you're still on the good side there, Doug.
That is true.
Steve, what about you? What are you going to do if you end up in the future and there's just fucking nobody? And you look up, maybe you see the moon, and you see people on it, or you see something there, but you're on the fucking Earth. Everybody else is gone.
Loot.
Loot what?
I mean, if the society left, but all the buildings and all the cool shit's still there,
right.
Walk around, steal some shit, take it back with me to the present, you know, use it as mementos.
Take it back? What do you, where? Is this like a U-Haul time machine that we're talking about?
Yeah, you know, I could pocket a couple things and bring it back, you know. Maybe Zune made a huge comeback and I get the, you know, Zune 27 and, you know, bring it back that way. What else can I do? I mean, if I go there and there's nobody there, all I can do is walk around and steal shit. That's just the first thing that comes to mind.
Your first thing that comes to mind is just walk around and steal shit.
Yeah.
So first thing that would come to my mind, I don't want to help him out, but I would walk around naked.
That's true.
That'd be so cool. You're walking around. You're walking in Times Square. You can be an actual naked cowboy.
Doug, question for you. When you went back in time, people would probably think you're a fucking wizard, right? Because you would have so much more knowledge than everybody else back there. Where in the future, they'd probably think Steve's an idiot. So in the past, would you take advantage of that? Would you be like, would you come up with your own inventions? Or would you be like, guys, I have an idea. This is called a watch. It's pretty exciting. And you blow everybody's fucking mind. Depending on what time you go back.
I could be a wizard, but around that time, it's not too far from removed from the witches getting burned at the stake.
That's true,
so
too.
Right away, man, mm-hmm. I would have been stoned.
Yeah,
that's
bad news.
That's what I was gonna say. I mean, do you realize
that's the easiest way to say? Oh, that's what you're gonna say.
No.
Exactly what I just said.
If we're asking Eric where he'd rather go, think about how freaking dangerous that is to go back in the past. And one slip up, first of all, you might not even be born. Another slip up, they literally might burn you alive.
That's true.
I mean. It's crazy. You go to the Gettysburg Address the way Doug wants to go to. You bump into one person, poof. You could be poofed out of existence.
That's true.
Also, you come into the Revolutionary War the way you were saying. All of a sudden, Doug comes back and they won. We're Britain. Like, that's selfish to go to the past. Just because you want to see something or say something and be like, oh, I saw Abraham Lincoln speak or, you know, I got to see this. You know
what
how selfish.
Sound like?
Sometimes.
I don't.
That's selfish in its own because not only are you risking your existence, your parents' existence, your family's existence, you're risking everything just to be able to see a thing.
Right, but you're risking a lot too. If you go to the future and let's say all of a sudden raccoons have taken over the world and they look at you when you get there like a tasty fucking meal, what are you going to do?
That's assuming they can see me. I could come stealth. You know, I show up
and you're coming with so many scenarios here.
You're not a ninja. You're not Tenchu stealth assassins. Video game reference.
I'm pretty sure I can hide from a raccoon if I had to.
How do you know what the future raccoons are like?
They're going to be like
what
rocket raccoons.
What if there's a moon or sun? They're nocturnal. You're not.
Damn. What about rocket raccoon, Steve? You going to run from him?
Yeah.
You real stealthy?
I could stealth.
But here's a real scenario. That was funny, the raccoon one. But say you go to the future. It's 100 years into the future. Language evolves. The way we talk now versus 100 years ago is totally different. So in 100 years, they might have all the vaccines so there's no disease. They see you. You say like, oh, man, that's pretty fly. They're like, oh, no, he's a past guy. And then dude, you might just go into prison. They might, you know, incubate you to so you don't spread your germs because they have everything.
That's a
They'll
good
be
point.
Like, hey, this guy, oh, he's got everything. Pass measles.
No, no. I'd play like a Neanderthal. Like I would use sign language and shit. Like I can't, you know. Like they'd be like, oh, he's.
Wait.
Just leave him alone.
Do that again. Wait. Can't so you said like, Neanderthal.
Water.
No. Neanderthal, and you're acting like you're deaf. I don't think there's a correlation between those.
Well,
two.
I'm saying like,
and you're talking. You said water when you're signing.
Well, no, I'm doing it because if I just. Nobody knows what that means.
What would you
is that water?
Like?
I need to know if that's actually how you do water.
I'm pretty sure that's water.
Would you make any type
Why
of water?
Why would that be water?
No, I think this is water. I don't know.
No, that's how you do 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors.
This is bad radio.
I don't know.
In terms of where... Okay, so you're going to take some experiences. Obviously, you're not going to stay in the past or the future. So what would be a more lucrative experience? Like, where would you be able to really make more money? If you went back and invested in something, created something... Or you went to the future, found out what was popular then, and went back to the present time and invested that way.
No, money-wise, if I could go back in time, I would invest in... I would just buy so much land on the Jersey Shore.
Oh. Yeah, you don't even have to go back too
Jersey
far for
Jersey Shore.
That.
Yeah, not that far, which is even better. I don't have to go back that far to do that.
Yeah.
Right along that Jersey Shore.
That's
oh,
something
man.
I just like curse my grandparents for every day.
How much money I would make.
It would be a lot, but there's a cap on that. Like, there's a cap. You buy so much property, you can only sell it for so much or rent it for so much or build right. houses and, you know, charge people for, you know, the summer at the shore or vacations. There's a cap. Going back to the thing that I was saying, if I take the knowledge of me with the future back to the present, there's no cap on that money.
That's true.
There's really not. So it's unlimited. The answer is unlimited money if you go to the future. It has a cap. So if I come back and I have 50 years of sports statistics and I put $10 million down, $50 million, I could put anything that I want down because I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to win. Unless Doug's in the past and he changes the scores, I don't...
Whoa. See, now that's the thing. Doug could fuck with you, too, in that sense. But I just want to say, like, don't you think that's a little suspicious? Like, Doug's just coming around investing in stuff or buying property and stuff like that. You're going to literally show up somewhere, try to put $10 million in, let's say, the Rangers to finally win a Stanley Cup or some shit.
It's a slow build, and you got to lose every now and then to keep the people off your trail.
I know you, Steven. I think once you got a taste of that dough, you'd be fucking walking around with briefcases into the Borgata.
And when you, in his scenario, there's limits on how much you can bet.
That's true, too.
Yeah, you can't just say, hey, I want $10 million on that game. There's certain limits that Vegas sets on these games.
And you guys are thinking. You're not even thinking, like, big. Like, I mean, seriously, like, you have the power here to invent and create. And, like, you talk about the guy who got the cure for polio. He was a really good guy. He gave it away for free. But he could have made fucking a lot of money.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I go out there and they figured out holograms and I, you know, spend maybe a year out there and I learn the stuff and bring it back here, but I'd have to be careful because when I got back here, everyone would be like, you don't know how to fucking invent. Anybody who knew me would be like, you invented holograms. So then my cover would be blown. Everyone would know that I was there. And then I'd probably go to jail here. So you got to be careful.
My last question for you guys, and we got to get into the relationship thing a little bit here. Now, you go back in time. You don't really know how many ancestors you really have, right? So, and the same thing with the future. You don't know who is. So it's kind of a shaky scenario that you could end up maybe dating somebody that you're related to. Especially because you're probably going to go back in time to somewhere where you currently are now, Doug. And you'd probably end up somewhere in the future where you currently are now. Would you be nervous? Like, any time you would see a female, like, wait a minute. I got to see your whole genealogy here, girl. Make sure that you somehow down the line didn't contribute to the existence of this person.
Well, I would before I go back in time, I would make sure I go to Ancestry.com.
You make sure?
And make sure I print that out with photos and a family tree and make sure. You know, I'm just looking at all that before I go back. And, God, there's sometimes to go back, especially women-wise. Shrams is a gamble. He's going to go into the future. You don't know.
Right.
Three boobs, three eyes. You don't know what could happen.
Mermaid situation.
Dude, you go back to the 70s and 80s with
Woo.
The teardrop boobies?
Damn.
Oh, my God.
I know I said that was the last question, but I just want to get one more thing.
Can I ask Jeff while you're doing that?
Yeah.
Jeff, I don't know. This could mess up your browser history with your wife, but can you Google what decade has the best boobs?
Yeah, sure. Not a problem.
I don't know if that really has anything to do because everything's in the past from right now, but...
I feel like this would have been a more of a better opening thing, too, but it's a fun scenario kind of question.
Do it.
You can bring one thing to the past. What do you bring? I liked your little the thing that made me think about it was your little ancestry sheet. Have that in your back pocket the whole way. You're like, all right, hold on. Nah, you're good. But what would you bring? One thing.
And it would work no matter what I bring back,
sure, in theory, whatever.
No, not a cell phone or some shit.
No, like I'd bring a camera.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing
to see some of those photos that I would be able to take.
Interesting. So no survival, anything?
No survival. Just in one of these rooms I can have in my house. It could be like a hidden room behind a bookshelf, like, you know, like Bruce Wayne. You hit, open up the statue, hit the button, opens up, and it's just a wall of Polaroids. Like, me taking, like, a Polaroid selfie with a T-Rex, and then the next one, Genghis Khan, and...
You would take a selfie with a T-Rex? With a, like a film camera?
Film camera, yeah. I'd set it up with a timer.
All right, yeah. Steve, yeah. One thing you bring to the future, what would it be?
Food.
What, food's so general, that's not one thing.
No, one thing, like beef jerky? Or
yeah, yeah, just enough to survive, because if I'm, let's say I plan a quick trip, and I'm only going to be there for a couple days, or a month, whatever, I would bring enough to survive, only because what if in the future that people have evolved so much that they don't eat the way that I eat, so I can't get anything to intake while I'm there trying to learn about the future. So I got to make sure that I can at least be alive. Like, if they figured out a way to, you know, eat through air or, you know...
Osmosis.
Yeah, whatever the case may be, I'm fucked. There's no restaurants. I can't go get a burger. So I got to make sure that I can at least enjoy it.
That shouldn't count as an answer. No, yeah. No, because be honest, you say food, one thing. So it's like... One piece of beef for one piece. I'm bringing one camera. It's not like I'm saying all camera equipment ever.
Let's assume that the food situation is at least edible. What would you bring? I want like an inanimate.
Music.
Like an
like
iPod?
My phone. Yeah, like my phone.
Man, you are.
We just said no phones.
Well, in the future. He can bring electronics to the future.
Why did you throw that at me?
He's yelling at me.
All right. Well, let's get and wrap it up here. I want to hear your guys' closing arguments.
Oh, wait. Before we do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jeff, what about boobies?
He pulled it out on the iPad,
so the wife wouldn't see.
It seems like only... Yeah, she doesn't see this. It seems like boobs just get better with time.
Right? Really?
Yeah, but...
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't say nowadays.
Well, here's the thing. So everything I'm seeing, like best boobs, right? And I put in era, everything's coming up for the current time. So I think it's all about what you like.
What do you like?
You're going to want natural boobs, right? So you're going to go
back. So like the 90s are like completely out, because like the Howard Stern 90s where every girl was just like silicone.
That's what everything, yeah.
So like, but I think we can all be in agreement here, at least on one thing, that boobs are awesome.
Definitely.
All right, cool. So let's wrap this up. Who started? Who's going to finish it up here? Steve, so you're going to go first here. Tell me why the future is a better place to travel to, brother.
It's safer. Like I said earlier. If you go back into the past, you're risking way too much. You're risking way too much for yourself, for your family. It's too selfish of a thing to do and too risky of a thing to do. And you could get caught up in a time loop where you got to keep trying to fix things and it can consume your whole life. I'm not saying you can't mess things up in the future, but I'm saying that the repercussions of doing so while you're there are a lot less. I think it'd be better to see where we're going instead of where we've been. I think it would be a lot better to take in that technology, the people, the way society's evolved. Like I said, astrology, space, all that stuff. I think you would be better off having that information than information you've already been provided, but just getting to see it live. I think there's more substance going to the future. And, you know, as I said earlier, reaping the benefits of it, you know, that's a perk as well that you can do. And I think you could reap more benefits going to the future than you can to the past. I just don't think you should risk putting yourself in a position to either be killed or not even exist when you don't have to.
Doug, what do you got?
I don't know how he can even say that. It's so much safer when you're going into the past. You have reference, you have photos, you have things you can look back to brush up on. So if I'm going to Woodstock, it's not like I'm going to wear what I'm wearing right now. I'll make sure that I go to a vintage clothing store, make sure it's something that at least looks like it. Or even if it's years and years upon that, before that, I can find something that at least looks that way and learn some of the language before I go. When you're going into the future, you're going in blind. You have no reference point. There's nothing that you can even, it's all a guess. So if you're like, you know what, I think everybody in 2020, you know, 2270, everybody's wearing uniforms, silver uniforms. No, at first I said 2020. I'm like, that's not that far out. So maybe things can change, but we don't know. But no, in the past, you can do so much good. You can go back. You can kill Hitler while he's taking a shit. Dude, that would make things a lot better for today. And I already mentioned JFK, and it would just be so much cooler to see things that led to what you are right now. It's a beautiful thing. And those photos, that room would be so amazing, dude.
Doug's Polaroid room. Well, boys. We hit all over the place here. We got off on some tangents, which is always awesome. Some notes
I took. Don't look at my notes. Some notes I took during here. I always like to. Steve always opens with something that always catches my eye, and this one, he hates dinosaurs. So he said that in the beginning. I loved Steve's answer about the first thing he would do was look up and look at the moon. I thought that was fantastic because that's like, I didn't even think about that at all. And that's a really good like reference point. Like, okay, well, at least that's there. Or if it's colonized and things like that. Doug was 150% correct that it would be definitely safer to go to the past because, for one, like he said, you kind of know what you're going to go into. Yes, you could have more of an impact on it, but it is safer. Is it better? That will be decided. I kind of hated both your answers, what you would bring to your time-traveling thing. I thought a camera was kind of dumb, and you couldn't figure out how to answer the question properly. With that said, I would rather time travel to the past. Dougie Dietzel, bring it home.
Blast from the past.
I like it, brother.
I like it. I like it.
I would have liked to party with Elvis.
We know.
Oh, yeah. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a party, too, bro.
Yeah.
What do you got to say, Doug?
I'm just so excited. That was such a... That would be a dream to go into the past and be able to see all those things. I love historical stuff, so I'm glad that you can go. And I know you bashed it, but if I ever did have a Polaroid room... Like kind of like serial killer-ish, I guess, but you can hang out in it.
That was my first thought, actually.
Shram, how do you feel?
Awful.
Yeah. You didn't bring it.
Awful. Oh, by the way, watch The Butterfly Effect and tell me you want to fuck around with the past.
Yeah, she gets like AIDS and stuff. And that movie's fucked up. Amy Smart's hot, though.
But you're willing to risk that.
I would still fuck her.
Yeah.
I prefer the sequel.
Was there? I'm sure there's four by this point.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to review, rate, and share our podcast. Find us on Twitter at We Like to Debate, on Instagram at It's Debatable Pod, and our new website, itsdebatablepod.com. Good night.